Not only do I want to welcome you here to We Fondly, take care of all the guys over there. We fondly refer to this as the campgrounds. And early in the year when we were looking at the calendar, we realized that Easter was coming this year far too early. I don't know what you feel like. I'm still caught in the middle of this winter and the snows and all these things we've had. And when we were looking at the calendar, and Becky mentioned to me, she says, you know, we're going to open up our services on March 31st. It'll be Easter morning. I said, Easter in March, it can't be. She says, oh, yes. And she said, how do you feel about coming down and opening up our services? And I said, Becky, I would love to, and I know the guys will love to, because for us, it is such a privilege and an honor to have the opportunity to come down and share the love that we feel within our hearts that God has given us with you. Amen. You hear about the drives back and forth, but trust me, these guys are pumped up when they go back. They come down early. They are excited about what they feel that God has laid upon their hearts to share the gospel in song. The songs we sing, they're old songs, but I tell you, they're songs that still, just as the book that I am about to read from, they have a message. Amen. A message, a message. And this Easter morning, what a wonderful, wonderful day God has given us. It's not snowing. Yeah, I like that. It is not a double toupee warning day out there. We've had our share of difficulties with the weather a bit, and on a personal note, at Mount Calvary, we've had in the last couple weeks a bit of a surprise. Just two Sundays ago, as I stood in the pulpit at Mount Calvary, as I went into prayer time, our associate pastor and his wife down in Barbara, they have a home in Texas. The name of the town is Lyndale, Texas, and it's quite an interesting place. And as I started into the prayer request time, his wife Barbara had texted Terry's wife Jennifer that Richard had suffered a heart attack. And then as the text came after that, she had performed CPR on him for 20, 30 minutes until the paramedics got there. And we knew then that what we were hearing, it was not good. And then by the end of the service, she simply sent a short text that he's gone. He's gone. And friends, when you have the opportunity to stand in front of folks and share the gospel, and especially when you have the opportunity to stand in front of folks and share the gospel on such a wonderful, glorious Easter morning, it becomes all so real when you have good friends, loved ones, only 63 years old, gone. That is the reason we gather, because we believe in what we are sharing with you. I want to thank Kevin and Becky for allowing us to have this opportunity, for once again inviting the guys to come down to share with you, for giving me the opportunity to stand in front of you to open God's Word. But I just want you to begin with a full realization within your mind and your heart that we believe what we're talking about. And I am so excited about what I feel is a tremendous interest in the Bible, the things of God, the things of God. People are asking me, what about this mini-series on the Bible here? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you watched that? You know, as long as it doesn't conflict with those NCAA basketball games that I have going back. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that in church, should I? But I am excited about people being excited about the things of God. Amen. This morning I woke up early. I was up and it was dark. And I was like, why am I up so early? But as I looked out to the east, although it was still very, very dark, I knew what was going to happen. And although I knew the cloud cover was pretty heavy out there and it was unlikely that I was going to get a glimpse of the sun itself, just before daylight, if you looked out in the east, you could see a little pinkness in the clouds, about what was about to happen. The sun rising on another beautiful Easter morning. And I thank God for what he has done for me in my life. And I thank God for giving us the opportunity to gather in this building today to simply share the news that he is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Amen. The scripture. I'm going to share two with you this morning. One you know so well. In the book of St. Luke, the story found in the 24th chapter. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Amen, amen. Amen. "He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" Now, I'm also going to add to that by turning over to the book of St. John. I'll be reading from the 16th chapter. Very interesting verse here. Verse 19. This is where Jesus had told disciples, he said, "In a little while you will not see me, and again in a little while you will see me because I go to the Father." This is a statement that Jesus made to those disciples. And he understood that they were very perplexed. They didn't understand. So in the 19th verse here, it reads, "Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, 'Are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? A little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, you will see me. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And your joy, no one will take from you." Heavenly Father, we ask at this time that you just add a simple blessing unto the reading of your word. Today we have come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, let's simply have this time of worship of you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus knew. He had tried to share with his disciples on what was to come. Jesus knew that although he had that choice not to go to the cross, only through his decision to die upon a cross. Only through the crucifixion, only through the shedding of blood can there be the power of the resurrection. The resurrection, that is our keystone. That is the thing that we base our beliefs upon. We serve a risen Savior, the song we sang this morning. We serve a risen Savior. It is the power, that we have our faith, our knowledge of the fact that Jesus overcame death. Amen. How true and how real to us, and just the events of the last couple of weeks that we've been sharing with you about Brother Rich. About how, and I had the opportunity when the call came through and we so sadly realized what had happened. And on Sunday night, Barbara's wife called me and she says, "Can you make it down here to do the funeral?" I said, "I'd be glad to, Barbara." And then she said, "Well, when can you make it down here to do the funeral?" I said, "I've never been in Texas before." She says, "You're in for experience." And it was so nice that we had folks from the church that agreed to come down, and we traveled. And he passed away at approximately 9:15 that morning. The first thing when I saw her and I asked her directly what happened, she said, "It was of God." I said, "What do you mean?" She said he'd gotten up that morning and he was sitting in his chair. I was standing in her house and she pointed. She says, "That's his chair." And as he had his coffee that morning, he simply started to get up and he tumbled into the floor. Barbara is a nurse. She said, immediately my reaction, that nurse training just simply kicked in. She said, I went over and I started performing CPR on him. She said, "But Charlie, let me tell you one thing. I never, never got a pulse. He never muttered. He never moaned. He never said one word. He never took one breath. I fully believe that before he hit the floor, he was in the arms of Jesus." How do you think that made me feel? How do you think, knowing this thing that we preach about, this thing that we teach about, boy, you got to believe it. And I know that you folks have come here for something today. Either that or, I don't know, maybe you were drugged here. Maybe you've done something so bad that this is the only way that you can get out of the doghouse. If that's true, well, we will pray for you because you're definitely going to need it. But I believe that you have come out on this Easter morning to receive something from God. God. You know, the disciples, they heard. And they were impatient. They were anxious. Ask him. You ask him. No, you ask him. Peter, you got a big mouth. You ask him. They wanted to know. They wanted to know what was going on. Patience. I love that. I've got my little patience illustration here for you. Whenever you struggle a little bit with patience, I want you to think of Walter Shane of Alaska. Walter Shane, and when he and his family, they have a yearning for pizza. They put an order in. They live on St. Paul's Island in the Bering Sea. They put an order in and hopefully, within a few days, a package arrives on the Reeve Aleutian Airlines. It's a pizza. they paid $23 for shipping and the cost of the pizza. Unless the weather sets in, and then it could be weeks. They say, but they really enjoy the pizza once they get it. You know what I'm talking about? We are an anxious people. We are a people that we want things. We come into God's house and we want something. I believe the days of people just coming to church out of habit. I believe the days that, oh, I'm going to be drugged in because, you know, my mama did, my papa did, my grandma and my grand. I believe that people are searching for something from God. I believe they're anxious for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe people are excited because, you know what, we've got a generation of folks, young folks that are coming along, and I tell you what, they don't believe all that stuff about houses and cars and what clothes you wear and the status symbols that we've made so silly, lofty. They want something real. They want something that they can feel. They want something in spirit and in truth. They want God. They want God in their life. Now, you hear all the bad news. Since the last time I talked to you, we've heard such terrible, terrible events. I know now with the different political agendas that are going on and how since the last time I saw you that it's so sad when you look up at so many young kindergartners and first graders that lost their lives up in Sandy Hook. How sad, how sad. I heard just this week on the radio one of the parents who had lost his six-year-old son. And the comments that he was making just made you stop. And I also fully realize, and I also think every day, oh my goodness, hear those amens? I love them. I think every day about how things might have been different if a young man who sounded like he was quite a loner, spending so much time alone in a house. I wonder what would have happened that if some other young person would have said, I tell you what, there's a group that's getting together at a church, and we're going out, and we're going to do something fun. Would you like to come along? Would you like to be a part of it? Would you like to hear the good news? What a difference that could have made. We have a responsibility, folks, to share this love that God has given us. A true responsibility. I do want to apologize a little bit for my voice and some of those notes I didn't hit a little earlier on. I made the trip. I flew out on Wednesday. The viewing was on Wednesday evening. I did the funeral Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. I spent time with the family at the house that Thursday, and then Friday morning I started the trip to fly back. As soon as I got back, I didn't feel well. I sent Barbara an email. I said, I believe I have one of your Texas colds. She says, oh. She says, well, somebody was sharing because myself and some of the other folks down there, they've been a bit under the weather since you've left. So I spent all of this past week, trying to feel a little better. Now, you are all good, God-fearing people. And being good, God-fearing people, as soon as you hear that someone is sick and under the weather, what do? Well, you pray, all right. You might make fun of them, but most of the people, they give you What is that? Yeah, they start telling you what you need to do. Even this morning, I heard I should have taken more vitamins before I got on the plane. I have heard that I should be taking NyQuil, DayQuil. I should be taking Alka-Seltzer Plus. I should be taking Toddies. I should be getting more rest. Someone told me that I should take Vicks Vapor Rub and put it on the bottoms of my feet and then put heavy socks on and go to bed. I did not decide to do that in case I didn't make it through the night. That's not the way I wanted to be found. I called up my mother. I explained to her what is going on. Oh, I know what you've got. I said, what's that, Ma? She says, you got the crud. I said, what? You have the crud. I said, well, I felt bad. Hearing this, I feel even worse, Ma. She says, you've got the old crud. And every person I ran into had something to tell me to fix it. Everybody's got a little doctor degree when it comes to the pain of when I have an illness. But I want to tell you something this morning. This whole world's got a lot of ills. It's got a lot of things that aren't going right. But I'll tell you one thing. There is but one answer. There is but one thing that will fix what is hurting our ill. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man come to the Father except through me. The answer to our ills in this life is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to uplift his name. We are here to celebrate the resurrection. I may not feel 100%. I may not look 100%, and you can hold your amen on that one. But I am here to tell you 100% that the answer to the ills in this world is the uplifting of a personal Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Kevin's going to come in just a moment. I'm going to take a little ride and I'm going to walk into place. The reason I put this tie and coat and all, you're not going to see me this on the summertime when I come down here preaching. We're going to relax and enjoy ourselves. But it is Easter morning, and if I didn't show up the proper way at my church, there are some ladies there that would have some very pointed things to say about it. But I want you to think about what we've shared this morning. We believe in what God's word said. We believe in a risen Savior. And we believe that we still live in a world that has needs. Kevin's going to come in just a moment, and he's going to share, and he's going to ask if there's anyone that's never heard this message before. He's going to ask if there's never been a one that has simply asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come in their lives as a personal Savior. The easiest thing of all, and what a wonderful day to do it on, this Easter morning. I want you to pray for us as we will pray for you. And once again, from the bottom of my heart, I want you to know how much we appreciate the opportunity that you give us. Now, Kevin, you come on up. And what I want you to do, folks, is you're going to bow your heads here in just a moment. You pray one for another as the Lord has commanded us to. Amen. Amen. Brother Kevin.
Folks, as Pastor Charlie said, you just, when you listen to your nightly news and as you go to work every day or wherever it is that you go, all you do is look around you and you see what's going on in the world, and a lot of it's not pretty. But as Pastor Charlie said, the answer is Christ. And thank you, Charlie. So while the message and the sermon are still fresh in your mind, I'd ask all that you bow your heads at this time. Please, everybody, bow your heads. Nobody.